السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, this is the holy month of Rajab. Today is 4th of Rajab al-Murajjab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in one of the hadith that Rajab is the Shahrullah. This is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Sha'ban Shahri wa Ramadan Shahru Ummati. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the three consecutive months, one after the other, are very, very sacred months. Allah Ta'ala has selected out of all 12 months, this month of Rajab, as his favorite and special month. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has selected the Sha'ban as his favorite month. That's why Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anha, they narrate several riwayat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam almost used to fast every Sha'ban, the whole month, almost whole month. So, as they say, I asked, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is not Farad. Farad is Ramadan. Why are you fasting so many days in this month of Sha'ban? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to reply, I am preparing for the holy month of Ramadan. I'm getting used to, you know, fasting. So when Ramadan comes, I'm already in the habit of fasting. So that's why I cannot miss any moment of the blessed month from the blessed month of Ramadan. So he used to value the month of Sha'ban. That's why I say this is my favorite month. And he said in one other place also, because there are two months which is sacred, the month of Rajab, which is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this holy month of Rajab, on the 27th of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the Mi'raj. So the journey of Mi'raj also took place in the holy month of Rajab, on the 27th of night. So, in the holy month of Ramadan, the whole month is blessed month. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the significant is mentioned that people are very, very concerned about the holy month of Rajab. They do a lot of ibadat and sacrifice and fasting, all these things, because it's the holy month. And on the other hand, they take care of the month of Ramadan. But in between these 2 months is 1 month Sha'ban. People are neglectful about it. They don't really pay attention towards it. They are busy shopping and all these things, getting ready for Ramadan. So that's why I like to fast during this month of Sha'ban more, so I can get ready physically, mentally, spiritually, so I won't be able to miss any moment of the holy month of Ramadan. Nevertheless, in this ayat of the Holy Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided the whole year into the 12 months. Inna iddat al-shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. In the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heaven and earth, from the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided these 4 months. And amongst these four sacred months, is one month is Rajab, other one is Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram. So these 3 months come together, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram, and one month comes separately, which is the month of Rajab. Now, what is the holy month of Rajab? It is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So how we can get closeness, nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How we become a beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What we should do? How you should respect this month? What is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is emphasizing by mentioning the virtues of this month? It is said in one of the riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something to this effect: if in the holy month of Rajab, if a person is fasting for 1 day, which is optional, nafal fasting, if he fasts 1 day of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so pleased with him, Allah will grant him the reward of 1 year fasting. 1 day fasting of Rajab is equivalent to 1 year of fasting. And likewise, if a person is spending 1 night of Rajab in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant him the reward equivalent to Laylatul Qadr, night of power. This how this month is so valuable. Every day, every night of the month of Rajab is so valuable. And one of the riwayat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there is a special stream, Nahar, in the paradise. So on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this fasting people from that Nahar, from that stream, to drink. And it is said the water of that stream is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey. No comparison. And only those people will be able to drink from that special water who used to fast during the month of Rajab. So there are so many verses, my brothers and sisters. Month has already started. We should try to fast during this month. Especially Mondays and Thursdays are recommended by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In every month, we should fast Monday and Thursday, or at least the 3 days, Ayyam-e Bid, which is 13, 14 and 15th of the month. In this month also, if you try to fast these 3 days, 13, 14 and 15th month, 15th of Rajab, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us abundant ajar and sawab for this holy month. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. Now, you see, the whole idea, whole goal or object of life should be how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us. What is the criteria of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What, you know, one side is, as I mentioned in my last sermon, that what Allah, how we can love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is both side, you know. As a servant of Allah, how we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can love us. What quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking into the servant, then he start loving us. You know, if you love somebody and he doesn't love you, he doesn't like you, he doesn't even care about you, there's only one side loving. And people are crazy, there are so many incidents, so many, you know, stories, that with one side love, they sacrifice their life, they kill them, you know, commit suicide and all these things. Because they are so indulged in the loving someone, but she is not paying attention, or he is not paying attention, he doesn't care. He doesn't have same kind of feeling. And that's nature. You cannot force someone to love you. It should come from the bottom of the heart. So one side, it is incumbent for us, as I mentioned in my last sermon, that it is a part of Iman that we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we don't have love of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart, then we cannot be a true believer. Right? But as a servant, we are loving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have to look at how Allah can love us too. And then it can be worked. Because his love should be both sides. It not should be only one-sided, it should be the both-sided. Now what is the signs, what is the qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving us. What is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and there are several ayat, if you study and ponder in the Holy Quran, you will find what is the criteria of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the servant. I'll give few examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one ayat, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّلَّاهِ وَالدَّوَّاهِ وَالْكَاذِبِينَ الْغَيْزِ وَالْعَفِّينَ عَمِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What Allah Ta'ala says? Those people who spend the wealth in the time of easiness or in the time of hardship, both the condition, whether they are going through hardship and difficulty, still they spend money. And if they are, everything is okay, they have a lot of money, abundant money, they still spend money for the sake of Allah. وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ, and they swallow their anger. If someone does anything wrong to them, insult them, humiliate them, harm them anyway, they don't take revenge, they don't get angry. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they control their anger. وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those people who forgives others' shortcoming and others' fault for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted four qualities. If you have these qualities, then automatically, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah is going to love you. This is definite guarantee. So we have to try to implement and inculcate these qualities within ourselves, so Allah can start loving us. This is the promise of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ حَكَمْتُمْ فَحَكُمُوا بِالْقِسْطِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. If you are in the position that two people came to you, or two groups, and you are the hakam, you are the justice, so you must justify right way. You have to, you don't take one person's part because he's close to you, is your relative, or he did some ahsan upon you, so you're taking part of him, although he's wrong, and you are giving the decision, faisla, in his favor. That is not insaf. That is not justification. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing, if you are in that position that you have to take the justification, you have to give the justification, then you must be honest in your justification, and you must do the right way, the decision. Then, inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin, Allah will love those who have justification in themselves. So, another ayat Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ. This is with regard to the Masjid Quba. In the beginning, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, and he built the Masjid Quba, the first Masjid of Islam, they were the Ansar Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Their habit used to be to stay very clean. Their clothes, their bodies used to be very clean. They were very cautious about cleanliness compared to other people and other Sahaba. So because of this quality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved them so much, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved them so much, Allah highlighted in the Holy Quran, look at these people, how cautious they are about cleanliness, about hygiene. They are always clean. Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqirin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah loves those who are clean, who are pure, who stay always clean. So try to be clean. If your body, your clothes, your house, everything is your neighborhood, if you keep it clean and tidy and neat, Allah loves you. This is one of the signs of Allah's love, that you should be clean. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. If something goes against your plan or against your desire, and you get some kind of defiance, some kind of harm, you know, you don't quarrel, you don't fight, you don't get angry, you rather be patient. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. If you are patient, if you show your patience in the time of adversity, in the time of difficulties and hardship, Allah will love you. This is one of the qualities we should try to inculcate within ourselves, that we always try to be sabreen among those who are patient. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. This is also one of the signs that Allah will love you if you are mutawakkil, if you are relying on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have full conviction in your heart that no, my Allah is there. I have tawakkul, I have confidence, I have, you know, the full conviction that definitely Allah is going to solve my problem, Allah is going to help me. So tawakkul is very, very important quality. If you create this quality within yourself, and when the time comes in your life when you have to show the tawakkul and reliance, instead of running around towards the people and begging and asking to them, you must rather spread the musalla and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have full conviction and tawakkul on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign that Allah is going to love you. Allahu yuhibbul mutawakkilin. So these are the few signs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted in the Holy Quran. We should try to implement all these qualities. Then in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll find in one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, related by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah la yanzuru ila ajsamikum wala ila suwarikum walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Rasulullah said, Allah is not going to look at how beautiful, how handsome you are. La yanzuru ila ajsamikum. Those people who are going to the gym and spending 6 hours every day, and bodybuilding, Allah is not going to look how muscles, misconscious you are. I am not saying against Sharia, or you don't go to the gym, but don't spend so much of time in gym, then you miss Salah. What's important for you? Your priority should be, you know, in order. You should not spend so much of time taking care of your body, and other side you're not taking care of your soul. What's important it is to take care of our soul. Body is going to be perished anyway. So Allah Ta'ala says, is not going to look at your body, is not going to look at your faces. Rather, He will look at your heart and your a'mal. How clean your heart is. Is there no enmity, jealousy, hatred from the people? Your heart is clean. And your a'mal, your 5 times prayers, your fasting, your zakat, everything should be in order. This is what Allah is going to judge. This is what Allah is going to look at on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Try to spend time more on that thing instead of spending time on your physical appearance. In one of the hadith, this is the hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. I just have to go through the tarjuma, I don't have time to go in detail. Allah Ta'ala said, Man adani waliyan faqad adantuhu bil harb wa ma taqarraba li 'abdi bi shay'in ahabba ilayhi mimma aftaratu 'alayhi wa ma yazalu 'abdi yataqarrabu ilayhi bin nawafil hatta uhibbuhu fa idha ahbabtu kuntu sam'uhu alladhi yasma'u bihi wa basaru alladhi yabsiru bihi wa yadahu alladhi yabtashu biha wa rijluhu alladhi yamshi biha wa in sa'altani a'titu wa la in ista'azani la u'izannahu aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is hadith Bukhari Sharif. Rasulullah informed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who has this quality. If a person becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing good actions in amal, bin nawafil, so when he engages himself more time in the performing nawafil salah, then he becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the kafratul sujood. Because of abundant, you know, prostration and ibadah, Allah loves him. Look at him, his heart is always engaged in the masjid. He's just completing his prayers, all rakat, and plus he's doing some nawafil, bin nawafil. Hatta uhibbuhu. When Allah sees this quality and this sacrifice, this effort, this struggle, then Allah starts loving him. This is what we want. This is what we like. So hatta uhibbu. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start loving someone, then Allah Ta'ala says, I become his ear through which he can hear. I become his eyes through which he can see. I become his hand through which he can catch or grab. And I become his leg through which he can walk. And when he asks me something, I definitely going to provide him. I'm definitely going to give him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he asks some protection from the enemy, I will definitely protect him. So what does it mean? Allah becomes his ear, his and his eyes, and his hand, his leg. Totally his all appearance, each and every action of that servant is according to Sharia. He doesn't look at anything haram. He doesn't listen anything haram. He doesn't speak any word of haram. He doesn't go any towards any haram thing. He doesn't touch anything haram. So Allah protects him from everywhere. Allah becomes his hand and legs and his limbs of the body. That's how he becomes so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he becomes so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him, provides him all kind of assist and help. And if someone is trying to harm him, Allah is there to protect him. He becomes so close. And one of the last hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and this is also hadith Qudsi, that إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْعَبْدَ نَادَى جِبْرِيلَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, then he called number one Jibreel alayhi salam, because Jibreel alayhi salam is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst all the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam have that position. He is very close and near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala informed him, Jibreel alayhi salam, "Oh Jibreel, I love him. You must also love him." Imagine. And Jibreel alayhi salam start loving that person. He doesn't know. He is on the earth. He's a poor guy. No one knows in the town. But Allah loves him. Allah look into his heart. And Allah start loving him. Allah say, "I love him, you also love him." So Jibreel alayhi salam obediently, لَا يَعْصُنُ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرُ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُمَرُونَ. This is the quality of the angel. They immediately they obey. آمَنَّا وَصَدَّقْنَا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. So Jibreel alayhi salam start loving him. He doesn't ask question to Allah, "Why should I love him? You love him, you love. Why should I love?" No. When Allah say, "You love him," immediately Jibreel alayhi salam start loving that person. Then it doesn't stop there. He announces in the sky, in the heaven, that, "Oh angels, listen to me. Allah loves so and so. And I'm also loving him because of the sake of Allah. You all people should love him." You get it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread his love amongst all the angels. And each and every angel in the heaven start loving him. And then it's not stopped there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his love onto the earth. All the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start loving him. All human beings start loving him. Sometimes you see and witness, my brothers, that person is so popular, is so maqbool amongst the people. Why? It's because of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the love of that person in the hearts of the people. Because the hearts of the people under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah loves somebody, then he makes possible for all the people to start loving him, respecting him, try to help him, assist him in every way. So this is the love which we require and which we need. Allah give us the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.